Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and today I'm pleased to welcome back Richard. He is the owner of Pelion Cybersecurity. How are you?
Hi, Rhea. I'm very good, thanks. Thanks for having me back on the show again.
Yeah, it's been a while. I've been chasing you.
It's been busy, which is good. So.
Well, you know what? The reason I have you here today is that we have seen, I want to talk about drones. And the reason I want to talk about drones is because in the past few years, you know, at one stage, maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago, you know, a drone was cost prohibitive and you had to have a lot of money to have a drone. And they were quite primitive at the time. You know, you could use one with your Apple phone and they fell apart or they would lose connection and fall out of the sky. But drones have come a long way in a very short period of time this past couple of years. And as well, the prices have dropped. So literally every man, woman, child and dog perhaps can afford to have a drone. And drones that have capabilities beyond most people's concepts. What are the dangers of these drones when it comes to yachts?
Well, talking about the technology, I've got friends now that have fleets of drones, if you like, from the very big, very expensive, you know, €1,000, $1,000 upwards to these tiny little things that you can pretty much carry in your pocket. The battery life's pretty poor, but no, you can still get it up there, you know, up in the sky for a few minutes and get some really good footage on them because, of course, the cameras on there are really good. The dangers of some of these things is that potentially they can carry payloads on them. They have very high definition cameras on them nowadays, transmitted by wireless. The size of them is impacting that as well. And a big thing nowadays is regulations as well on actually having a license to fly these things. So it's okay buying one from the shop for a cheap price, but have you got a license for it? I think there's quite a few countries now, certainly the UK, I know I'm aware of, that you have to have a license to do that and fly it at certain heights as well. So,
well, I mean, to be absolutely honest, not everybody's going to get a license. You know, people, especially those tiny little pocket ones or the smaller ones that you can sort of get away with. And these are the people that you have to be aware of. These are the people that you have to protect yourself from because these are the people that are going after you for nefarious means. These are the people that perhaps want to record conversations or want to get footage to sell on online or to magazines.
Definitely. You know, biggest problem nowadays, I think, is the camera and the fact you can get very close to a yacht without being detected in many ways. And how do you actually detect the drone? It's so small in some cases. All you need is 5 minutes around there aft in the stone of the boat to get some potentially interesting footage. And there's a lot of yacht fanatics out there who'd love to get some great shots, probably quite innocently as well, of some of these beautiful boats that are out there nowadays. There's a couple of really big boats that have been built recently that, you know, they're gorgeous to look at. And why wouldn't you? Piques your curiosity to get a bit closer and see what you can see around that, you know.
Now, this doesn't necessarily happen in port either. It can happen at sea or at anchor.
No, absolutely. You can go out on a little dinghy or a canoe, and the closer you get to the boat, you just need to be within range of the drone to fly it. Obviously, once you go out of that range, then you've lost it. So. Yeah, the drone pilot needs to be quite close to the drone to do it. But, the risk, obviously, there's a big risk in ports, marinas, shipyards, and around the boat itself, especially when there's guests on board. And paparazzi are using the drones quite a lot these days to get footage they want, you know.
And do they have listening? Can you put a listening device on a drone?
You can have listening devices on them, yes. Some of the more expensive ones will pick up conversations from a certain distance as well, yeah.
So that is a danger, and it's something that people should be aware about. Now, how do you protect your yacht? How do you make sure that your yacht that there is a zone around your yacht where, as you said, some of these drones are so tiny that you can't spot them. Is there some electronic way that you can make sure it's automatically detected and there is, no intrusion?
Well, the traditional way people have been using is actually shooting these things out in the sky. Whether it's a shotgun or handgun, which is, not so accurate in many cases. In the Middle East, they use eagles to bring these things down around airports and other places. But nowadays, there is electronic way you can do that. Absolutely, you can. Ranges from the not so expensive to the very expensive in terms of what you want to do, how far you want to detect the range, if you want to detect the pilot itself. Depends what you want to do as well, if you want to kind of bring the drone down or send it away. So.
Well, I mean, there are laws in place that you can't shoot those things out of the sky because they're not your property. I mean, if the drone user actually was legally registered and was doing everything in his rights or her rights, there are laws against shooting these things out of the sky. So you could find yourself on the wrong end of a lawsuit, even though they were invading your privacy.
Absolutely. So you're not allowed to block the public airwaves, and these things generally run on Wi-Fi frequencies. So if you block those frequencies, yeah, absolutely, that's illegal to do. Those frequencies are there technically for everyone to use. So blocking those would, certainly a no-no. But there's certain things you can do, and the way the technology works, you can make the network busy. So once you've detected the drone, you can send a lot of traffic in there, which some people might argue that's the same as blocking. But blocking, you're wiping out the signal. If you're making the network busy to disrupt the communications nearby of the drone, then you can get away with that. That's not so bad.
So realistically, at the end of the day, there is legal ways in which yachts can make sure that, these drones don't go anywhere near enough to get any footage whatsoever or any listening device close enough to hear any conversation. There is a way to manage this.
There is, and I think the key thing is detecting the drone as well. So if you put a virtual umbrella over your yacht, let's say 5 kilometers, for example, and you can detect every drone that comes into that 5 kilometer zone, then you're going a long way to, making a decision then whether that yacht is, bad news or good news. Yeah, with the right technology, you can then, if it gets close enough, then send it back to its owner effectively. The idea is you don't destroy the property, you're sending the drone back to where it came from as well. So it's, you're on the border there of what you can do with the regulatory side of things or with the law. But yeah, the key thing is to know what's coming into your airspace, especially if you're in a remote area. And I think 5 kilometers is ample enough to detect those drones, and then it gives you time to make a decision once it gets to within 1 kilometer, say a little bit less. Then you make a decision either to press a button and let the, depending on the system you've got on board, press a button, let an antenna on board work, do its magic on the Wi-Fi signals and send that back to its operator. Or there's smaller solutions in place as well. So going back to the gun, there are guns you can use. So if you know the direction that the drone's coming in, you can effectively shoot at the drone, and that will block the frequencies in that particular direction.
But realistically, to avoid any sort of crossing of any laws anywhere, probably the best bet is to send that back to its owner because, of course, it is their property.
Absolutely, yes. I get in. I'd imagine you could get in trouble for theft if you were to drop out of the sky into the ocean. Last thing you want to do as well is have that dropping onto the yacht somewhere, causing damage. That's also a potential as well. So, no, absolutely. Just send it away.
And you guys have that capability. You're capable of coming onto a yacht and making sure that they have all that technical stuff on board.
We do, yeah. We through our partners, we're actively working with at the moment. We have solutions that will work on board yachts, but also in the wider shipyards, marinas as well. We're finding there's interest from some of the larger shipyards where there's big refit work going on, and there have been a couple of drone incursions in the past. So people just send in their drone over the yard to have a look and see what's going on in a particular yacht. And if you can imagine, if an owner's having particular work done on the yacht, he doesn't want that to get out into the public domain. Maybe he's having what he or she, sorry, is having warranty work done on board, whereby that he doesn't want that getting out into the public domain in terms of what is actually happening there. So yeah, there's an interest there as well from the shipyards.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. The super yacht and yachting industry is very, very secretive. Even if you're crew, you sign non-disclosure agreements to get on board. And if you're not looking after your security, and this comes right down to cybersecurity, as far as your Wi-Fi connections on board, all the way to drones. If you are so worried about your crew and making them sign non-disclosure agreements, then you need to make sure that every aspect of your yacht or super yacht is secure. And a lot of yachts aren't doing that yet.
No, they're not. They're just catching up to the fact. There's still that complacency on the privacy side of things, and that cybersecurity element as a whole. But gradually the industry is catching up, which is nice. And there is that awareness, or growing awareness, of what people are doing with their data, whether that's social media, how they're storing that data on board the yacht itself. There's been a few occasions recently where we've easily accessed personal data on board servers actually on the yacht, information about crew. And that, once you've got that information, you've got maybe passport details, you've got information from social media, no matter how benign, and maybe they don't even mention the yacht. You've got a few details there that can start the whole phishing campaign or what have you. And there's a lot of research done on a particular yacht, a particular crew, maybe the owner, and all this will tie into the wider aspect of why I would fly a drone over a yacht in the first place. One might be the enthusiasts, the hobbyists, getting some pictures close by. Fair enough, you could probably let that go. But obviously, we get into the murkier realms of paparazzi and other third parties that might want to do some malicious intent, shall we say. So, yeah, that's, everything's connected in that respect. And the more of those doors you can close to the outside world in terms of, who you've got, what you've got, etc. Especially in the yachting industry, like you say, it's very secretive in terms of the owners, the guests, and rightly so. But that virtual world, if you like, there's still a little bit of work to be done.
Well, you guys are available anywhere in the world, correct?
We are indeed, yeah.
Well, we will make sure to provide all of your information below this interview when it airs. We thank you ever so much for your time, Richard.
Thank you very much, Ria. Thanks for having me. Look forward to being back on again.
Nice. Well, once again, we've been talking cybersecurity, specifically drones. You have been listening to Richard from Pelion Cybersecurity. My name is Ria. I have been your host. Thank you for tuning in.